suppose one of your first challenges is keeping some of the players that you want to keep here that might attract attention from somewhere else.
Yeah, of course, it goes with success. Last year, you're going to get we had a lot of showcase games on Sky, so you're going to get teams coming for my players. I understand that. We've given offers. We won't find out until the 20th, but I'll be calling around this week to my players and just seeing if they could give me some heads up of where I'm at, because the sooner I know, then the sooner I can go for my targets. And that's how it is. It's a bit of a merry-go-round now. It happens every year. Things really will start kicking in, I think, from next week onwards, when the retain lists come out as well. So we've got targets, but that'll be dependent on who accepts our offers. So it's an interesting time. I have to sit and be patient, but it's also a little bit frustrating as well, because we're in limbo. We can come in every day and want to get things rolling, but you can't really start pushing until you know what your squad's going to be. But we're ready for it. We've got a plan B and a plan C as well, so we'll see where it takes us over the next month.
I just want to talk about Tom Bradshaw, because he's going to be one of those players that's going to attract interest for you. And I know you said you've got plan B and plan C, but there aren't that many Tom Bradshaws around. I mean, how much of a worry would it be if you lost him, for instance?
I wouldn't worry for 1 minute, because once he's gone, he's gone. So I couldn't do anything about that. I'm very proactive and dynamic. I'll deal with what's in front of me. If Tom moves on, I'll wish him all the best. I'll do what I can to keep him. But I'll find somebody else. And it might take a development like it did with Tom the first 12 months. It took me time to develop him and make him stronger and more robust for League One. I can do that again. I've got a good eye for players. Dean's got a good eye for players, with Neil Cutler as well. We already understand the kind of young, energetic, with huge potential targets that we're after. We can add a bit of experience with that as well. Then hopefully we can hit the ground running this season.